Question number two. How do you see the role of race in society?
Well, I think race can be a good thing in society. You know, I think that's what has made America great. But I also feel that for us to go forward, that people have to look at each other as Americans and not as a particular race or skin color. And if we can do that, then I think that this country can advance and we can become a greater society.
Okay. Do you truly believe that all men are created equal, even those born in the poverty versus those born in the higher class societies?
Yes, I believe all men are created equal. Because when you come here, each one of us have nothing except for what our families have accumulated or have created. In fact, that's what makes us unequal, is because what our families have accumulated on their position in society. But
question number three. What do you remember from the civil rights movement?
Well, I remember the separate bathrooms, the separate water fountains, the separate hotels, separatism period. You know, it was everywhere. And of course, that certainly was a terrible time in American history. I remember participating in movement, bus boycotting, you know, restaurants and so forth. And certainly that was a time in American history that we never need to return to.
All right. Did you ever try to go in a bathroom that was specifically restricted for whites?
You ready? Mm-hmm. Yes, I have, and got rebuffed by the white establishment, got threatened to be thrown in jail, and many times during that era, you would be thrown in jail just for drinking out of a water fountain or going in the bathroom or sitting in a waiting room that was for white only. You could be thrown in jail, arrested, given a fine, or even beaten up.
Question number four. What are your experiences or observations of discrimination?
Well, I have seen discrimination, had discrimination as far as jobs and accommodation in stores, hotels, restaurants. And this is something that should not be. In other words, I feel that this makes America weak. America is a melting pot of people of all races. And this is what makes us great. And to tell you the truth, we can see this only even in our battlefields when we're fighting for this country. One of the things that make us great is because we are a melting pot and they are all individuals that are there fighting for freedom that is so loved in this country.
Okay. Could you give a specific example of how you were discriminated against?
Well, specific examples I was discriminated against. I applied for jobs that I couldn't get because I was black. I have gone in restaurants and couldn't get accommodations because I was black. Some restaurants wanted to serve me out of the back, even out of a window on the side. And you know, not only that, but it's the way that people look at you when you go in hotels, apartment stores. Back in that time, they didn't have to serve you, and they didn't serve you.
Did you participate in the civil rights movement?
Yes, I did.
Question number five. What was it like living during the civil rights movement?
Well, you might say fear. Today they call it terrorism. inequality, unequal opportunity in education, unequal opportunity in housing, unequal opportunity in government programs, and many of these things were legislated by law.
Question number 7. What was your education like?
Well, I was educated in segregated schools. We were given outdated books, but we refused to accept those books. In other words, the administrators in my school chose to buy, give us a chance to buy our own books, books that was updated at the time, because what the white establishment used to do, they used to pass down the outdated books to the black children, and they would give the white children new books. Most black children couldn't afford the new books, but those who did, we got those, the new books, and of course we got a better education. Of course, I had some great teachers. I have to give a lot of, you know, credit to them for what I eventually became.
All right, question number 8. Do you believe that there is a superior skin color?
Well, you know, there are many people that feel that way, but not according to the Bible. According to the Bible, we all came from one man and one woman.